Muslim narrator, Abu Huraira. And the theme moving for the next maybe 2 weeks or so will be the significance of masajid. And the reason I want to talk about this a little bit, and I know I've talked about it before, is to help encourage, give you some ammo to encourage people to attend masajid in general, not necessarily any this one, but any masjid. And also to prepare ourselves for August. August is usually the month I try to make it the outreach month, where we, everyone has an obligation of bringing at least one new person to a masjid that never came before. And I think a good way to be able to do that, and usually they're not going to be converts, they're going to be someone who is a Muslim, just is distanced, is to maybe know the significance of masajid and the importance of them, and maybe what lies within these walls, and why it is that we emphasize having these spaces and we come to them often. So that's why I'm going to narrate a bunch of a hadith that talk about that, giving you something to work with, inshallah ta'ala. And this is a very short and simple hadith, and you've heard it before, and I think inshallah you'll find it a little bit helpful. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha wa abghadul biladi ilallahi aswaquha. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the most beloved spaces on earth to Allah are his masajid, and the most unbeloved spaces to Allah on earth are the markets. And it's not, it doesn't mean that they're always going to be like that. Like, you will find a masjid, as I cited in the surah earlier in the salah, there are masjid dirar. There'll be a masjid that's not the most beloved space to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the person who built that masjid built it with the wrong intention. The people who are taking care of it are not taking care of it with the right intention. It's not spreading the proper knowledge. It's not helping people. So it doesn't turn into that. But in general, this is what Allah said. This is a general rule, the rule of thumb. Like, it's like markets. Some markets won't be any horrible places that are filled with deceit and lie and backstabbing and lack of istiqamah and lack of honesty. No, some of them won't. But the general rule that he's explaining here, alayhi salatu wasalam, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves places where people come together with the sole intention of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're trying to improve themselves. And he does not like places where people go and behave in a selfish manner, and people are just trying to take something for themselves. That's kind of what he's trying to explain here, alayhi salatu wasalam. Suwaq are places where you go and you're just trying to snatch as much as possible for yourself. And there's a lot of deceit going on. There's a lot of selfishness. There's lack of any piety remembrance there. So he doesn't like those places, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he likes places where people come in and they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they perform services. And they serve one another and they're kind to one another. That's what he's looking for, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the spaces. So the most beloved spaces to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the spaces where this happens. But you have to make sure that these spaces are, these things are happening in them. Like, we have to ensure that these spaces are having these things happen in them. Like, we have to make sure these spaces are spaces where services are being offered, and people are showing kindness and tenderness and brotherly love, and knowledge, appropriate knowledge, is being spread, and we're taking care of each other, and it's selfless, rather than, or else it turns into a market. Or you can turn a masjid easily into a market. Well, I've seen masjid being worse than markets. Well, I'm not badgered by how much money people are asking me for in the market. I can walk into a market, and if someone comes and says, "Do you want something, sir, in this place?" Like, I don't want. But sometimes in the masjid, they'll stand up and they'll keep on asking you for money until you give them whether you have it or you don't. So be careful. We have to be careful with how we run masjid and how we make people feel when they're in a masjid. If you walk into a place to buy a shirt, and the person who comes in the place asks you, "Do you what you want?" And you say, "I'm good," and they keep on asking you, "Do you need any help?" You're going to start. You'll leave. You'll leave. I don't want help. I just want to walk around and browse. I just want to look. This is important. Any masajid, people have to come to a masjid and feel the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to feel, because that allows this space to be the most beloved space to Allah. What happens in it has to be according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Where his servants, they come here, they come to a masjid and they find solace and they find companionship and brotherhood and they find love and they find knowledge and find support and they find what they're looking for. They find what it is that allows them to come again, and they find that servant. They have to find, there has to be these places. If they're not designed that way, then how different are they from a market? They're not that different when we don't treat them that way. And I think as simple as what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, is here, I think as profound as it is as well. Like, there's a lot that he's trying to explain to us that we just have to listen to. I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي الإمام المسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. جزاكم الله خير.